Good day, I'm Anjue James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Friday, September 29. Coming up, Jamaica and Indonesia sign sports cooperation agreement. Caribbean Maritime Institute officially becomes Caribbean Maritime University and select tax offices to open this Saturday. The news in detail after the break.
Energy Vision 2030. Using less energy, saving more money. We use energy to cook and cool, pump water, transportation, agriculture, for everything really. We import oil to produce much of our energy, and it's expensive. So, turn it off, plug it out, keep your AC temperature at 24 degrees, drive with miles per gallon in mind. Energy Vision 2030. Using less, saving more for all Jamaicans.
Now the news. Jamaica now has another university. This after the Caribbean Maritime Institute officially became the Caribbean Maritime University following its Charter Day ceremony at the National Arena Thursday. Minister of Education, Youth and Information, Senator Will Reed, says his ministry fully supports the establishment of another university in Jamaica.
The Caribbean Maritime University will make a significant contribution to the growth and development of our economy. And this today, ladies and gentlemen, is consistent with our own dream and aspiration as a government and as a ministry that tertiary and higher education will no longer be just an elitist aspiration for only a few, but all youth and all people in Jamaica can aspire to become the greatest that they possibly can through education.
The Charter Day ceremony also ushered in a new management structure for the Caribbean Maritime University. Previously known as the Executive Director of the CMI, Dr. Fritz Pinnock is now the first president, while King Jolor Bosso Adamti I of Ghana has been installed Chancellor. The governments of Jamaica and Indonesia have signed a memorandum of understanding towards bilateral cooperation in the area of sports. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Ambassador Marcia Gilbert Roberts, says the agreement will see Jamaica providing track and field expertise to Indonesia, while Indonesia will provide a badminton coach for Jamaican players. The agreement will also seek to create a framework through which both countries can explore ways to boost the impact of sports on their domestic economies.
In particular, we are interested in exploring the synergies between sports and economic sectors such as tourism and the export of sports services, which can be leveraged to improve brand Jamaica.
The ambassador was speaking at a meeting with representatives of the Jamaican and Indonesian governments at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade earlier this week. The National Works Agency, NWA, has identified a blocked drain as the cause of the breakaway along the eastbound lane of the Bustamante Highway in Clarendon. The failure has caused the roadway to be reduced to single-lane traffic, and the NWA is advising motorists to proceed with caution. Communications Officer Ramona Lawson says the agency has since cordoned off the area and erected caution signs.
So what happens was that water had nowhere to go, and so it pooled there and gradually undermined the road. As you know, sections of the island have been experiencing heavy rainfall recently, so that was what happened there.
Motorists heading towards Kingston from Mandeville may turn left at the Four Paths roundabout and travel along Muirhead Avenue up to Glenmuir Road as an alternate route. And Tax Administration Jamaica, TAJ, will be facilitating business this Saturday, September 30, with the opening of select offices island-wide. The locations include Spanish Town, Constant Spring, Maypen, Mandeville, St. Anne's Bay, Savannah Lamar, and Montego Bay. They will operate from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The Portmore Tax Office will also open this Saturday at 10 a.m., closing at 4 p.m. THA Communications Officer Lane Beckles says the Saturday opening is a part of the agency's efforts to provide convenient value-added services for the taxpaying public.
We want to provide our taxpaying public with greater convenience to do even more outside of the regular work week. Make use of it to stay ahead of the rush because we expect to see longer lines during the week.
Available services include traffic ticket amnesty payments, property tax payments, filing of tax returns, motor vehicle transactions, driver's license renewal, TRN applications, all other payments, as well as general information and assistance. That was JIS News. I'm Anjue James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.